this is Michael Bozy. Welcome to the next installment of this podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about online branding. I want to take a step back because we've been talking about content strategy, but you need a place to start. And especially if you're just starting out, you need a foundation on which to start to produce and deploy content. So I'd like to do a quick overview of that today. And I call this the three pillars of online branding. Now, your foundation, of course, is your web presence, right? It's got to be simple, instructive, professional. Look, this is table stakes, right? If you don't have a web presence, it's going to be a liability for you and your business. So let's get these three things in order to start building your foundation, right? And those three things are going to be a website, a blog, and social media. All right, let's start with the first thing, a website. This can be the simplest thing, right? It can even be a one-page site. So on the front page, clear statement of purpose and a way to get in touch. You need an about page as well so people can learn a little bit about you. This can be ultra simple if you're getting started. Seriously, this can take 10 minutes to set up. I'm not kidding. With either a free site or WordPress, I mean, it's really easy with a template. Just get this up. Really, if you're just starting, this can be a one-pager. You can build it out later, but you got to hang your shingle. You want to have and own your own domain as a destination. That probably goes without saying, but I've seen a lot of businesses, especially when they're just starting out, rely on Facebook or some other place as a homepage and as a way to connect with customers. Now, obviously, it's great to use social media to connect with customers. It's useful. But you've got to own your own site. I mean, what happens when Facebook changes its terms of services or its algorithms? You got to own it. You got to own it because if you don't, if your audience is completely on Facebook, guess what? Facebook owns your audience, not you. So you got to own your own site. Absolutely no exceptions. Maintaining control of your brand means being in full control of your content. So just make sure that this is your own presence. All right, the second thing is a blog. Now, a blog, I consider this to be the very core of anyone's content strategy. It doesn't have to be in written form. It could be a video blog. It could be a podcast, which is kind of a blog. It can exist in different formats. But really, the benefit of this is that you have short form content or maybe medium form content that you can publish fairly regularly to have more frequent touches with your audience. And besides, you have to have a voice, right? If you don't, you're invisible. Now, there's a lot of people who say, oh, no, I can't blog. I'm not a writer or whatever. Look, if you're passionate enough to start your own business, then you're passionate enough to write about it, right? People want to hear interesting stories about interesting people. Your business is interesting, right? Your customers too. Remember, they're the hero of the story, not you. So if you don't have anything else to write about, then make it about your customers. And here's another big thing about the blog. A lot of people have kind of a bad impression of a blog, right? They just think of it as an ephemeral stream, talking to no one, things just disappear. And you know, if you look at a blog in a traditional way, they're right. It's a terrible publishing platform in a lot of ways. It can feel like when you produce something, it just disappears into the ether. And if you're building your content strategy properly, you really should be thinking of your blog differently, right? Think of these as permanent statements that you can refer to over and over again. They're accessible by one link, right? So if you don't have anything to write about, one of the things I commonly advise is to start with your customers. Start with the questions they ask you over and over again. If you're having to answer it multiple times, why not write an article about it instead, right? And now you have a permanent point of reference. Again, accessible by one click. Someone asks you a question, bam, you can send them right there via one click. Not just, oh, look at my blog. No, look, send them right there via that link. It's now the best, clearest statement of the answer to this question that comes up over and over again. So think about this. This actually makes you more efficient. You don't have to take the time to answer that same question over and over again. Now, of course, you could put this information on your webpage, but the reason that the blog is a better platform for this is that it makes this more shareable, right? If these posts or articles are written correctly, then they stick to a single topic, so it's very relevant to that issue or to that question, and that will help make them travel better, right? So each piece, like I said, has its own link, meaning that when someone shares it, the reader goes directly to the article, not to your site in general, or worse, your blog in general, right? No one is going to give you the attention to wade through tons of information to find something. You've got to give it to them right now or they will disappear. All right, the third thing is social media, and I get a lot of resistance to social media, and I've recorded a couple videos about that, which you can find on my site. I'll put this in the show notes. But listen, if you're still griping about social channels, deriding them as time wasters, then it's time to get with it. I mean, if you're not having success with social media in your business, there's only a few reasons. One, you're using the wrong channels. Two, you're probably doing it wrong or you got the wrong strategy. Or three, you really haven't given it a chance. I mean, on the first thing, on the channels aspect, just because everyone uses Facebook doesn't mean that it's right for you and your business, right? Just because it's the biggest social network doesn't mean that's the one that's going to work for you. There's a ton of social channels, and you got to find the one that's right for your particular audience. Now, the second biggest mistake that people make on social channels is they treat it like it's a 20th century broadcast medium. So they just churn out lots of awareness messages. Look at me, buy my book. You're not trying to promote social. That's a big mistake that people make on this. It's not a promotional thing. It's a social space, right? You're not fishing. You're not promoting. You're connecting. You've got to get really bi-directional and stop this sort of advertising mindset. The social space does not work that way. And the last thing where I say, well, look, maybe you haven't really given it a chance. I mean, look, this stuff takes time, right? Building a community is not going to happen overnight. Social media just makes those connections more available to you, but you still got to put in the work, right? You got to find common interests. You got to participate. You've got to offer real value just like you would in person. And guess what? None of these things are the fault of the medium, the audience, or social media in general. It's up to you to make it work. I mean, there are tons of people who have found their audience and built a community online via social channels. I mean, this stuff works if you do it right. But you can't go into it thinking that you are just there to yell about your product and hope that people will care. They won't. The rules are different now, and you've got to approach this by making the first move and being generous about it. It's got to start there, right? You've got to take a risk. You've got to provide real value to real people without expecting anything in return. That's what I mean by being generous. It doesn't have to lead to a transaction right now. Hopefully, if you build up enough trust, it will lead to a transaction. But in content marketing, the growth can be very slow and it can take a lot of touches before you get to actually have a chance at converting, and those are the new rules. Now, I can't think of a single business that doesn't benefit from real connections with real customers. I mean, business at base is about relationships. So think of each of these tools, web, blog, social, as a way to build these important relationships. Now, I've got a lot more information on this site. I hope that you find it all to be helpful as you start to devise your own content strategy. Reach out if you need more help. I love to talk about this stuff, as I think you can probably tell. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it.